Now, some business leaders I've run into have kind of a lie down and take it attitude towards this. We're like, well, this is law, and now we just have to kind of live with it. And not only business leaders, but also healthcare interests like the hospital lobby. Are they this kind of subtle ask? You know, they're kind of subtly consenting to this. I mean, what's behind that? What's the motivation there?
Well, the healthcare industry is not subtly consenting to this. They're all for it because that $1 trillion is $1 trillion that the federal government is going to take away from other industries and channel into their industry. So the health insurance companies, they love this law. They would prefer that the government penalize you more for not buying their products, but they are in line to get that $1 trillion of subsidies. And a key component of that is these health insurance exchanges that Obamacare wants every state to create. If Alaska creates a health insurance exchange, it will be solidifying, setting in stone the tax on employers that's going to reduce hiring and kill jobs in Alaska. But if the governor and the state legislature refuse to create an exchange, they will protect Alaska employers from that employer mandate and that employer tax.